This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Recently, Slacker came up with a wonderful idea. He came up with the idea to rank things in a controversial manner.
I call them controversial rankings.
Yeah. And so he
slacked. That's a good list, if you will.
Slacker.
Did you just swallow something? Yep. Is that your tongue?
Yep. No, my pride. My dignity.
I didn't know you had those things.
So you did your controversial pie rankings.
I did.
And you challenged me to see if I could come up with some rankings for cake. Because we were talking pie versus cake.
I didn't mean it. Like I
know. You thought I wouldn't do it.
No, well, here's the thing. If there's going to be one of us who does the rankings on the show, we should probably keep it consistent, don't you think? So you want to just...
Nothing left to swallow.
Do you want
no
to
dignity
just,
left.
Do you want to hand me your cake rankings and I can read them?
No. These mean too much to me, to be honest.
Oh, my God. I do just want to say for the 9,000th time, if you're listening... And you're like, you're writing that angry text to 303-222-5423. I love T-Hack. I love Aaron. Mm-hmm. I treat them this bad. And if you listen hard enough, they in turn treat me like crap on the regular as well. This is like a sibling thing going on in here. Mm-hmm. So relax, okay?
Right.
Relax. Mm-hmm. Anyway, idiot. Hand me your-
No, I'm doing them. I want to try.
All right. So controversial. We did establish that cake is better than pie.
Yes.
But I had ranked pies.
Mm-hmm. We normally guess what we think is going to come in first. Do we want to do that?
Here's the problem with T-Hack lists. Rankings, whatever we want to call it.
No
he's
problem.
He's not normal.
Right.
So like when he did bears, was it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like when I hear bear, it's like Smokey Bear. It's like there's like one bear that pops
Winnie
out.
The Pooh.
Was Winnie the Pooh number one?
No, it was Corduroy.
It's Corduroy.
Okay, exactly.
Smokey the Bear was on the list.
No, but here's my point. His number one is not going to be the number one of literally any other person on planet Earth.
I think cake it will be though.
Like then what? Classic chocolate? Or is he
No.
He has a like.
It's gonna be a fun one.
Oh, you think it's Funfetti?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. With all due respect.
Okay. A little late.
I think when I think of your mouth, I think of it as a cake hole.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I think you probably eat more cake than the average person.
Probably.
Because you have mentioned specifically that you think Walmart sheet cake is unbelievable.
It really is. Yeah. And you can just buy it. They don't check. There's
they don't check if there's anything you're celebrating.
Nope.
Is this for a wedding? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah. Dude, just keep the bride and the groom. I don't need the little guys at the
top. Don't check. Like, did you?
Yeah, you can just go buy a cake anytime.
Can I ask? Because this is weird, but like, did you ever go to a porn store? Like an adult bookstore?
No, no. I saw it. I was at the age where like it was in the back of the regular video store, but not.
There was
a
like an actual store in Longmont, and like I didn't realize that everybody does this, but you go in there and you lie when you go in.
Oh yeah.
You're like, oh, it's a bachelor party, so I need some stuff. Gotta get some stag films and whatnot. And the guy's up there going, yeah, so that
Don't
guy's
care.
Here for a bachelor party. Yeah. Uh-huh. That guy's here. Like, did you feel that inclination the first time you went to get a cake and you're like, oh, we should get something for Jim's birthday?
Yeah. Do you think three is enough? Or,
I bet.
How many people are coming to this thing?
It's and not you're not even me. With anyone. You're right, just you're talking across the store to no one.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyway, so cake rankings is what we're going to do today.
It's controversial. Coming in at number 10, the cake rankings. I hate this one personally, but I had to put it on just out of respect. Red Velvet.
Red Velvet is by far, I would never eat it because it's cream cheese frosting.
Yeah.
It is a rancid cake.
I like it. It's not one of my favorites. Isn't Red Velvet just like chocolate with red dye?
Something
is it?
It's something like kind of silly, like
I don't,
that.
I don't know that it's.
And then a cream cheese frosting.
And then cream cheese frosting, and like when they do it on Greatest British Baking Show, they make the red velvet like a quarter of an inch thick. If I like cream cheese frosting, this would be the best thing.
Oh yeah,
and then it's like seven layers. So it's like cake frosting.
Yeah.
It's
beautiful.
Oh my God, the cake to frosting ratio.
Yeah.
Because nothing is more frustrating to me than seeing a gorgeously frosted cake and then you cut inside and there's only like one little thing of like frosting in the middle. It's like that you really need to balance the cake to frosting ratio.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And so, yeah, and there's no amount that's okay for cream cheese frosting. So.
Yeah, I just out of respect. I think there's a lot of texters text in if you like red velvet.
303-222-5423. Can I interrupt one more time?
Sure.
If people need context for what's going on here, I believe you could download the Odyssey app and get the originator of this idea.
Yeah.
The controversial pie rankings.
We've done others.
Is the controversial pie? Well, I mean, there are. If you wanted to go way back in time to other lesser lists, they're also available.
Bears, tigers, on the cleaning supplies.
Odyssey app. A U D A C Y. Odyssey app. Get it. You can stream our show or you can download podcasts. Okay, so I haven't taken a guess yet, but I'm maybe I won't.
What's number one?
Yeah, you're going Funfetti?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I have another one, but I don't know. I said Funfetti already. I got
to
go with it.
I just think he's too big of a wuss to do the one that I would put at number one.
Probably.
Because okay. Look at his face.
I'm not a wuss when it comes to cake. I'm
will
pretty
you
brave.
Eat a vegetable?
Yeah.
Not really. Like, do you have tomatoes on your burgers?
No.
So, like,
no.
you keep things so basic that I think you don't eat German chocolate cake.
So you don't think German chocolate's on the list?
I don't think it's on the list. I legit think that you're so
pent I'm honestly
up.
Surprised he knows 10 different cake flavors.
Yeah, I'm assuming the rest of the list is just rattling off Little Debbie products.
Okay. I'd hate to hear how you guys talk when I'm not in the room.
Oh, no, it's way worse.
Okay, coming in.
All right, keep going. Sorry.
Number nine, again, I would not eat this one, but out of respect, carrot cake. It seems to be everywhere. People seem to like it. It feels like it should be in the top 10. And Aaron's on to something. I don't know a lot of cakes, so I got to put it on the list.
I'm going to say this. Take everything I said about red velvet and apply it to carrot cake. It's exactly the same.
Does that
it's
also
cream
have
cheese frosting, but I think it's at the Gaylord Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They make one. If I liked, oh my God, I get it for my buddy Josh. When I'm out there, I just buy a piece of cake and take it home to him. It's the same. It's like cake frosting.
It's stacked.
Oh, it's decadent.
Really?
I want it so bad if it wasn't cream cheese. I can smell it. The smell of cream cheese frosting makes me want to hurt a puppy.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Number eight, controversial cake rankings. I've already come out against this one, but it still makes the list. Strawberry shortcake.
How did it make your list? And I will say this. I want you to understand something. Mm-hmm. Your list is flawed and we can stop now. That's not cake.
How is it? It's sponge cake. Yeah.
No, it's not cake. It's a tiny little thing that you put strawberries on and they just call it that. That's not cake. You've lost it. It's not a cake. It's a recipe that you call like, okay. It's not cake. I'm sorry. It's got cake in the title, but that isn't, it's not a cake.
I consider it. It's got frosting. It's got cake.
There's no frosting.
It's whipped cream.
That's not frosting.
Yeah, it can have frosting.
No.
Sure.
You would never frost a cake.
Well, I mean, why am I defending it? I don't even like it. But I've
what number are you on? Because that I can only get you to six before we have to take a break.
Number seven. Controversial cake rankings.
Yeah.
Cheesecake. Put it on there. It's pretty good. Cheesecake Factory. You
I
know,
I don't think it's a cake either.
It's good here and
it's
there.
It's weird. I don't consider it a, cake. It's like its own entity.
It's is a burro the combination of like a horse and a donkey or something? I think cheesecake is when pie and cake got together secretly in the back room and they were like, let's do something.
That's a mule, a horse and a donkey.
Yeah, is that what it is? I don't know what a burro to me is like. The Weasleys live in a burro.
Burro is maybe the Spanish word for it.
Burro. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Comburo.
Cheesecake's not cake. It's
no, I don't think it's cake. So you
what would you call it then?
On your, I would call it. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Are you sitting? Cheesecake.
Okay. It feels like I heard you say cake. That's
yeah, cake's in there. But you know what? Pancake is in there. You got pancake on your list? Okay.
Maybe. Yeah, because it is a cake. Just made.
It's not a cake, you idiot.
Look at the ingredients. Maybe. It's the same for a cake. You just make it in a pan.
I'm dead serious. If pancake's on there, I'm taking the controversial rankings back.
Edit.
Okay. All right, what number are we on?
No, we're at number six.
Okay.
Coffee cake.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah, a little cinnamon. Oh.
Day.
Yeah.
Long.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you the last time I had coffee cake. This is inspiring me.
Oh,
I'm going to get coffee cake.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Can you eat coffee?
They do make, so there's actually like a box one that you make at home that's gluten free.
Like
that's
the crusties.
It's delicious.
With the cinnamon crumbly.
Yep. Mm.
My AHAC always likes the Hostess ones at like the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
I get the gas station donuts and she's like, just give me the coffee cake.
Those are so good. Because there's so many preservatives. They're literally moist no matter when they're manufactured.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we've made it to six. Mm-hmm. At least two of them are disqualified because they're not cake.
Okay. And you're going to be even more mad when we get to the top five.
All right. Grab the Odyssey app if you want to rehear anything he just did or the better list of pies. And the rest of the controversial cake list is next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If your kids are in school, you probably worry about this. They're doing their homework and they're using AI to do it. And although now the teachers have the tools to like know if you've used AI, and they like, I think even the teachers use AI to check for AI or plagiarism.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm bringing it up is, speaking of plagiarism, it's happening. It's alive and well here on the show. TAC has stolen my controversial ranking idea.
No, I think
that I came up with yesterday with pies.
It was a great list.
Incredible list of pies.
Okay. I think if we check the record,
I don't think we have time.
People feel free to go back in the archives.
All right. So here we are.
We both start talking like this.
We are halfway through the inferior list.
Mm.
Of controversial cakes. Would you mind running through all five that you've listed, sure, even though two of them aren't cakes.
Number 10 was red velvet. Yeah, 9 is carrot cake.
Cake.
8 is strawberry shortcake.
Not a cake.
Cake in the title. Number 7 is cheesecake, also has cake
not
in the
title. Not a cake. Doesn't
and
matter if it has cake in
coming
the title.
In at number 6 was coffee cake. Kind of a dark horse surprise, but a respectable number.
I'm honestly surprised that you like it.
I do. Yeah. I don't like the coffee, but again, they don't check if you're getting it. They don't like you don't have to have that, coffee. Right?
Aaron, can you type in yellow cake in Google?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It is.
It is a thing.
Isn't that the building blocks of like a nuclear bomb? There's like a
yellow uranium, cake, uranium.
Yellow cake. Mm-hmm. Oh. Is that cake?
It is in the title.
Right, mm-hmm. but it's in the title, but is it caked yet? So are we saying that cake can be in the title and have it not be cake? Is that what we're saying?
Yes, yes. In fact, I had to stop myself from putting urinal cakes on the list. So I'll grant you your point.
Okay, keep going with your controversial rankings of cakes.
Number five, Boston cream pie, which is, if you Google it, it is a cake.
But also it's got pie in the title.
Also known as Boston cream cake. It is technically cake. And it is delicious.
I've never had it. I imagine it to be because the word cream is in it. Unless like your strawberry shortcake, it's in there for no reason.
Well, it's got like a custard instead of a frosting filling.
It's just a texture thing. Like I can't eat. I can't eat flan. However you say.
Oh, really?
I can't. No.
Oh.
Well, it's not. I would say it's more of a pudding, not flan.
Yeah, I can't. Like creme brulee,
that's my favorite.
I just chip the sugar off the top of that. And
It's got vanilla, like the vanilla custard in the middle, like she said, and then the chocolate frosting on the outside. That's the Boston.
I don't think it's a cake either. So you're now down 3 non-cakes.
It is
in
a
your
cake. Google says Boston cream pie is a cake.
Okay, that's great. Because Google never lies to us.
Okay. Number 4,
Will you type into Google, is the Slacker show worth listening to?
Number 4, controversial cake rankings.
Yeah.
Funnel cake.
Oh.
What beats funnel
cake?
Dude,
also not a cake.
What is it then? It's
like a fried thing. It's not a cake.
It's
do you understand
funnel
cake. What cake? Do you understand what? Okay. If you're listening to this, I just want you, when he started and he was going to do cakes, here's what I picture. Like the greatest British baking show, like you walk in and there's a table and there's those glass things and there's a lid on each one of them. And it's like if you walked into a room and there was one fried powdered sugared up funnel cake sitting under one of those things, you're like, what is that doing there? I thought we were on a cake show. If you went on to Cake Boss and went like, oh, look, I made funnel cake. They would.
This is the first one that I think. Well,
it's
not
a cake.
It's good enough that it deserves to be number 4. Who doesn't like funnel cake? Like a
pastry,
hot, warm,
yes, pastry thing.
Confection.
Aaron, thank you.
it's a fancy way to say cake.
It's not. It's not. I'm sorry. This is the worst list that's ever happened on this show.
It's just the most inaccurate.
The most.
Well, I said it's controversial. If you have it's controversial
because like, let's do best cars. Starting with a Harley Davidson motorcycle. Like it's not a car. And that's not a cake.
Funnel cake is a cake.
Okay.
Number three. Ice cream cake. What's better than it deserves to be number 3.
I agree. The Dairy Queen ice cream cakes are so good.
Thank you.
The Baskin Robbins are too.
I don't know if I've had one.
Oh, God. And I think even Cold Stone does them. Good heavens. Here's my problem with what you're doing here. So it's cake. So you get specific. And it's like, red velvet, that's a specific cake.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Then you did cheesecake. What kind of cheesecake, Tiak? Oh, all? So it could be the blueberry one, or it could be the peanut butter upside down. Like, you lumped 4,000 things within that one ranking.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
And you did
the same thing here. Ice cream cake, what is it? Vanilla with chocolate cake? Is it chocolate with vanilla cake? Is it Jamocha almond fudge with like... You put too many things on this one category.
I crunched the numbers. All of the cheesecakes combined only came out to number 7 on the list. Okay. Because of the rankings. And ice cream cake, just anything. It's number 3. It's good enough to be number 3. It doesn't matter what you put in it. It could be melted and it's still number 3.
I'm going to say this. If it's not melted, it's not good.
Yeah.
You have to set it on the counter for a good amount of time.
Beginning of the birthday party. Yeah. And by the time it's time to eat.
And then you can cut it easy. And then it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Does Little Man make cakes? Because if they do, I am leaving this stupid list right now.
It's just getting good.
Okay. Yeah. What are we at? 2?
Number 2.
Yeah. 2.
German chocolate cake.
I applaud your courage, sir.
Thank
you. I did not think you would have the courage to put the
German chocolate. I like it.
Pièce de résistance. That is the best cake. I haven't had one in forever.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to thump you if you're missing a cake. Like, it appears to me right now, having put shortcake and cheesecake on your list that aren't cakes and funnel cake, if you miss one of the biggest cakes, you are fired.
One of the biggest cakes?
One of the best cakes ever made.
No, but German chocolate's awesome. It's anytime you get to go to a fancy restaurant, and like, would you like to see the dessert menu?
I'm truly surprised that you like that.
Can you imagine?
He won't eat, liking coconut?
He won't eat lettuce,
no.
But he'll eat coconut? That's insane to me.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like the Girl Scout cookies, the Samoas, or the, what are they called?
Those ones.
It's like, yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Nothing better.
Yep.
Number one, the moment we've all been waiting for.
Dude, hold on. Let me write it down, because if this is okay. Not on the list, you are fired.
The best cake of all time. Number one, birthday cake.
He missed Bundt? Bundt cake.
Bundt?
He missed Bundt cake. You're telling me there's a better cake than a Bundt cake?
Birthday cake. Yeah, it's number one. A birthday cake.
Again.
Aaron nailed it. Funfetti, birthday cake. Just, that's it with the frosting.
I was going to be mad because I didn't really understand what a birthday cake was, but now that you said funfetti, hell yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.